Hello, Tansé, this is Evan Kane. I'm a First Nations Two-Spirit writer from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. The stories you see on my website or here in my podcast are my original creations I'm sharing with the world. If you like what you see, click on the green Buy Me a Coffee button on my website or the My Ko-fi account on Podbean to pay what you can as a way of showing your support. Follow me on social media and check my website often for new stories, podcasts, and ideas.
Somewhere in the Hospital Eternal.
It was the dead of night, a time when dreams and time blur with reality. Walter had quietly escaped his exhausted wife and daughter, leaving them to sleep. In his dream state, he wandered the halls of the hospital. 21 years later, I slept in my hospital bed, mending from COVID-19. In dreams, we're admitted to the Hospital Eternal. I stand in the middle of two intersecting hallways. He rounds the corner and I see him. Small, his gown flapping, almost too open with each step. He looks a fright. Then again in my gown, long hair pulled back, an unshaven face, I look no better. Perhaps at best, a younger mirror to him. He starts to walk past. I'm not sure I would like bothering the nurses here. I softly call out,
Dad.
He stops. His eyes focus as he looks at me. A smile, then, Daniel. I gesture to a bench. Sit with me. He looks at me closely.
Are you sick too, son?
His voice was free of the rasp and labored breathing he had at the end. In a way, I'm in a hospital far away and years ahead. Pandemic. I came very close. But I'm healing. Walter nodded his head. The logic in this dream world, perfectly acceptable. Dad, I think I have a short time to talk to you. I want to say thank you for my life. I've learned so much. I wish I could send back in time to help you. I know I have ADHD, and I'm pretty sure you did. And knowing that it would have helped with your emotional control, you could have... He held a finger to my lips.
I'm happy you learned of yourself. That's good.
I went on. You were right about Richard. Mom has the beginning signs of Alzheimer's, and he's keeping her in the home, away from us, so he can have a place to live rent-free and store his shit. He's told Mom lies. He's estranged her from Barbara, Susan, Chris, and me. He's gonna suck up all her savings, and he doesn't give a fuck about her. Dad sighed and patted my knee.
No, he does love her in a sense, but I should have pushed your mom to focus him a lot harder when he was younger. You know Richard isn't stupid. He's got a lot of the creative skills the rest of you have. He just, I don't want to say he's lazy. More like he always looked for shortcuts and was afraid of hard work, but...
He looked off into the distance, took a deep breath and sighed.
Richard is good at playing the victim, which you all understand now. I loved you kids and your mother, but none of us were perfect. Even now, it took you years after my death, dreaming from the future just to start to understand.
I nod. There's a moment of silence, and I ask the other question. Why didn't you ever tell me you loved me? He laughs.
In my way, I did. You never listened.
Blank-faced, then I laugh long with him, remembering the gentle teasing he gave me as his way of affection. Our laughter echoes through the empty hallway.
I was limited in how I could demonstrate my love to you by how I grew up. Men didn't express loving emotions, but I always asked about you. I was always worried about you, even when you seemed annoyed with my questions. You're lucky. You live in a world where fathers are learning to express love.
Maybe it's a trick of the light, but for a moment, his face flushes with an ashen look. Sadness overwhelms me as I realize this hospital's visiting hours are ending. I breathe in, then, you're dying. Tomorrow, the day after, your family gather around your bed and... He interrupts me.
And I will pass in front of you, and you'll run panicked from the room. Barbara will find you and return you. You'll help your mother plan my funeral. Everyone will say how calm an adult you were, and they will bury me. And the wave returns to the ocean. The sun goes round the circle game. The mirror is in the mirror, reflecting back in the faces of our children.
I raise my eyebrows at this, not sure if he's saying it, I'm dreaming him say it, or something else.
We're all dying, son. Every day we draw in breath, we sail closer to our last one.
He places a gentle hand on my jaw.
Richard has made his choices. Accept that. Protect yourself from him, but ultimately move on. Focus on your other brother and sisters. I'm happy to see how close the rest of you have become. Find more friends and tell them you love them, for you never know when you'll see them again. Heal, learn, grow, be happy.
I reach out to hug him, really hug him, and feel him hug back strong. We embrace for long minutes, then pull apart. I break the silence. Well, now what? Dad stands up.
For a short time we have left. Run with me, my son.
And in dreams, we run through the eternal hospital, each step without pain, lasting one more second of time, laughing like small children, our hospital gowns flapping in the breeze, free from all hurt, fear, and worry, as phantom nurses chase after us.
Thank you for your time. Again, if you like what you hear, come back to www.evancane.com on a regular basis and support me on my Ko-fi account. Smash the green Buy Me a Coffee button and donate what you can.